You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Puts up a three against Vincent, and he drills it. Tatum gives the Celtics their largest lead. Tatum shot left wing. It bounces around and drops. The bounce is finally falling the Celtics' way. And now they trail 3-1 with game five on Thursday back in Boston as they win game four.
We played good basketball all season long, exception for this last three or four games. But we got to just keep going. The tide might turn. You got to get ready for the next one.
I'm calming down a little bit. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Celtics are finally fighting back, and they win game four to force a game five. We welcome in Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter, with us, and we'll get to that in a second. But, Nick, I just went off a moment ago about the notion that we no longer can talk about shows that have aired for fear that somebody hasn't seen them yet, 4, 5, 6 days, weeks, months later, and it's driving me insane. So I ask you, Nick Friedell, when is it acceptable to talk about a show like Succession that aired on Sunday night publicly?
I would give it at least a month. Least a month. Because,
Nick,
Chris, you can't have the build-up for some show and then start spouting off about it, because we don't live in the world where, oh, well, if I missed it, I'm not going to see it. Everybody just DVRs everything now, or they play it back, or they find it a few weeks later. So I am definitely in the I don't get to watch much of anything. And if I hear somebody say something, I just think, well, that show's done for me.
Well, it sounds like it's a you problem, Nick, because this is supposed to be the crescendo for the series. This is the final season. So, I mean, everybody should be clamoring to watch every single episode because we know it's going away after next weekend. So I don't want to wait to talk about it.
You guys sound like old men on this one.
No. I don't want to talk about it the next day. I don't do this on streamed shows. This is a show that is on weekly. You know, maybe, Nick, I don't know, maybe if I slid you out of the Clevelander and instead, you know, just stayed home on Sunday night and watched the show, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Maybe if you weren't the modern-day lounge lizard.
It just keeps going and going. Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the problem is I just live getting on these planes back and forth to Miami and Boston. But, yeah. Guys, I'm telling you, it's just not the way the world works. I ask my friends all the time. I'm in all these text chains with my buddies that I grew up with, and I say, "Did you all see this?" And I'm like, "I'm saving that one. I'm storing it up for later." So, the statute of limitations is much longer than it has been at any other point in our lives.
So, Nick, I know you're going up to Boston right now. The only question is, when you come back down to Miami, will the Boston Celtics be coming with you? Based on what you saw last night, is this the start of a turnaround in this series for the Celtics, or is it more of a one-off?
I believe they're going to get another game at least, Chris, because if the whole world thinks you're dead and then you show a pulse and you prove to be, at least for one night, the talented team that you were throughout the regular season, then I find it very hard to believe that you're going to go back into Boston at home and roll over again. So I think we've got at least two more games in this series. But what's fascinating here is I'm sitting in there in that Heat locker room last night, and they were so calm. It was like, all right, Boston had their night. They were bound to make some shots. Jimmy Butler's up there singing Alicia Keys, saying everything's going to be all right. And that team was like, hey, they were due, but we're going to go up there and get one. So these are two tough-minded teams, but Boston absolutely showed me something last night, because I think a lot of people thought, oh, well, if they rolled over in game three, it's just a matter of time before they do it again in game four. And in that second half when they could have, they didn't. And I absolutely expect to be back here covering Game 6 in a few more days.
Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, joining Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Okay, let me push back on that for 1 second. The Celtics have gotten dizzy from rolling over so much at home over the last 2 years. They're 10-11 at home in the last 2 years. This is my problem, Nick. What can we pinpoint any reason for the inconsistency that we have seen in this team in particular?
I think in watching them, Chris, that this is a team that gets bored and figures, oh, well, we're just better than the rest of these teams, and we'll be fine. And it's all going to shake out our way. The problem is they have come up against a team that's even mentally tougher than they are. And they don't have the talent that Boston has, but they don't mess around at all. I mean, any one of those games, those first two games were close down the stretch. And sure, Jimmy made some big shots, but it was Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and guys that the casual basketball fan hasn't even heard of that are knocking down the shots that they needed. So Boston woke up last night, and the point is very valid. When they go home, you don't know what the heck to expect. But what I tell you is, if you have that intensity that they showed last night, and we saw what they did in Game 7 when it was all on the line against Philly, I just would expect Boston to reappear tomorrow night, and then we'll see what happens in Game 6 here back in Miami.
Talking with ESPN NBA reporter Nick Friedel on Canty and Carlin. And Nick, I wanted to ask you about the complexion of this series and what's at stake for Joe Mazzulla the rest of the way. I know that there's not a mandate in terms of how many games he has to win in the conference finals, but what does it have to look like to all but guarantee that he's going to be the coach of the Boston Celtics next year?
Well, Chris, I think he cleared the biggest hurdle last night. If you're the Celtics and Brad Stevens, who's running basketball ops now and made the call on Mazzulla, if they go out and get embarrassed in Game 3 and follow that up and get embarrassed again in Game 4, well, then I think everything's on the table. Now, they could lose this series still. I mean, it would take the first time we'd ever seen it for a team to come all the way back down 0-3. Boston has the talent to do it, but they responded nicely when they desperately needed to, both for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Mazzulla. So count me in the group as we sit here right now that would be surprised if Boston and Brad Stevens decided, all right, let's go get our fourth coach in 4 years. That would just be a big surprise to me. And certainly, Bolstra is the best coach going right now, and he's out coached Mazzulla at various points in the series. But guys, I think part of this is, yeah, Mazzulla seems like he's a little bit out of his depth in his first postseason. You got to point the finger at Tatum and Brown too, for them to allow this series to get to where it's gotten and allow Game 3 to go where it went. Mazzulla can take all the heat in the world and try to take that publicly off of his main guys, but at some point people have to look at Tatum and Brown and go, what the hell is going on there? And can we really win with these two guys at the forefront if they can't get past a tough-minded 18?
Nick, I'll ask you a question we've been kicking around today a little bit when it comes to Tatum. We know that he's a number one on a team, but is Jason Tatum an alpha?
Or
is he capable of becoming one?
Yeah, yet to be seen right now, Chris. Can he become one? I think you can, but you've got to go through a whole bunch of different experiences to do it. The scary part, if you're a Celtics fan, is they've been playing in a whole heck of a lot of postseason games. It's not like he's fresh to the scene here. He's been through a lot of different events, but it is interesting, not only in the context of this conversation, but guys, what I tell you is that I think in a million years that Jimmy Butler would become this player. Heck no. I mean, he's the first guy I think we've ever seen who's gone from 15th on a roster to the number one guy, and not only the number one guy, but the alpha of alphas in the postseason. So I think what Jimmy's taught me through the years is it is always possible that somebody can work his way up into that role. But the mental toughness that it takes to prove yourself consistently in that role is just totally different. So I don't think he's there yet, and it remains to be seen whether or not he'll get there. But I do think the possibility is such because we've seen the immense talent that he has.
Nick, and to that end, you brought up Jimmy Butler. I wanted to ask you this. Assuming that the Heat win one of these next three games that the series is slated for, I'm curious to know from your perspective who a championship does more for in terms of their overall legacy, Nikola Jokic or Jimmy Butler?
I think it's Jimmy, Chris, and I think it's Jimmy because Jokic already has two MVPs. He'll be in that conversation for several more years because of how young he still is. He is viewed as, if not the very best player in the league right now, in the conversation of top two, top three. Jimmy, if he takes an eight-seeded Heat team into the finals and goes and knocks off Denver, I mean, this is something I never, ever would have expected, having covered the entirety of his career, guys. But if Jimmy goes and wins the finals and is the finals MVP and finishes this story off, on top of the fact he's going to gain even more respect in the league, I'll tell you what else is going to happen. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame. It's that dramatic. And he may end up there if he keeps playing at this level a few more years, either way. But if you go as the number one guy and lead an injured Miami team all the way through and you knock off Giannis and the Bucks and get through Tibbs and the Knicks and then you get through Tatum and the Celtics, and then the two-time MVP in Jokic, Jimmy's not only going to get a ring, he's going straight to the Springfield as well.
Nick, do you watch Succession?
No, which is why I don't want you to tell me a damn thing.
So now I'm responsible for what you do 5 years from now. That's the thing. That's where we're at here. Any streaming show, Nick, I'm with you.
Chris, one of the first things I did when the pandemic hit, was I sat there for a week and I watched The Wire cover to cover.
Oh, so that was a treat for you, I'm sure.
it was awesome. I was like, hey, this is great. And then The Wire ended. I was like, yeah, not so much fun anymore. But so I just think it's different because of all the options. But yeah, I'm anti spoiler as much as I can.
All right, do me a favor. Don't tell me what happened on The Wire. I haven't watched it yet. Thanks, Nick.
You got it. You got
Nick Friedell, ESPN NBA reporter.
Are you serious? You haven't watched The Wire?
I haven't.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Why am I doing a show with you? I can't even fathom somebody not having seen The Wire yet.
I know.
It's the best show that HBO ever made.
I don't sit here and say it with pride. It is one of the things that I'm going to watch. I do feel like, based on the way people have talked about it, that it is a show that I don't just sit down and start. It is a show that I have to mentally prepare myself to start. Is that fair?
No, I don't think you have to, but you just jump into it.
Just jump into it and go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the list.
Shannon, have you seen The Wire?
Come on, man, I'm black. So it's the criteria, right? It's right up there. It's like the I Have a Dream speech in The Wire. They're like right there.
They're right there. That's fair. So favorite character in The Wire, Omar or Avon?
I would go Omar.
Omar?
Because he's coming,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let me ask you this, Canty. What's a popular movie or show that everyone has seen or talked about that you still haven't watched yet?
Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Haven't seen it. Don't have plans to watch it.
Why not?
Don't really care if you spoil it for me because I'm not planning on watching it.
Why not?
It's
a feel-good show.
You know what it is? I think it's because some of the people that I first heard talking about the show, yeah, I don't really like. And so I don't want to enjoy something that they enjoy because I'm nothing like them.
See?
So that's kind of turned me off of it.
This, I can respect. That's spite. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I will say, like, whatever their opinions are, I enjoy it a lot.
Okay.
I enjoy it a lot. The one that I have not seen there were two up until I had not seen The Godfather up until about 2 years ago. I had not seen one or two, but I saw three the day it came out, which was Christmas Day back in the 90s, which is just a crime all the way across. But the one I have not seen now, never seen Field of Dreams.
You never seen Field of Dreams?
Nope.
So they done had a couple of Field of Dreams games, Major League Baseball, and you ain't watching the movie?
Nope.
Kevin Costner throwing out the first pitch.
Every time I flip around and it's on, I don't want to start it in the middle. I'm not anti-Field of Dreams.
Just watch it. It's 2 hours. It's a good movie. Just watch the damn movie.
I mean, I think I get the crux already. Yeah, we have a catch.
But you have to watch it, though.
A bunch of guys come out of the corn.
Well, listen, it's not one where you're going to cry crocodile tears, but you'll get a little misty.
Okay.
You'll get a little misty. It's a good movie.
Okay.
You should watch it.
I know that. It's just for whatever reason, it hasn't happened. That's all. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. I am a little bit surprised, as we shift over to some NFL for a second, of what we are starting to hear from Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
He is starting to talk. You mentioned earlier that he's got another contract here coming.
Oh, no doubt.
Based on what everybody else is getting paid. But we understand that whatever the numbers are, Mahomes should be the highest paid quarterback in the league, period.
Highest paid player.
Yeah, period. Mm-hmm. But he's starting to talk more about legacy, and that's kind of catching me a little bit off. Take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, I always keep me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. And we try to do whatever is the best for the team, but obviously I want to do the best for myself as well. But at the same time, I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
And I respect that. Don't get me wrong. This is not me knocking Patrick Mahomes for this stance. It's just odd to hear the word legacy, because I don't think of him as an old enough player to where that's something I would consider him spending a lot of time thinking about. Winning championships? Yeah, absolutely. And that, to me, is what Patrick Mahomes is all about. The legacy thing just caught me off guard. It feels odd to me to hear him talk about that.
But how can you separate legacy from championships? How do you do that?
Well, because
we live in a ring culture when it comes to talking about sports figures.
Well, when I'm talking about rings, it's I personally want to win. My first thing is to win. When I talk about legacy, it's how people remember me.
Yeah.
That's to me, that part of it feels odd to hear Patrick Mahomes talk about. And nothing wrong with it. I have no issue with it.
Well, I mean,
it's just different for him.
I think it goes without saying that he wants to win. If he's talking about his legacy and enhancing that and continuing to compete at a championship level, why else is he talking about not being the highest paid player, but making sure the team has the flexibility they need to keep good pieces around him? You see what I'm saying? So I think it's kind of one of those things that's assumed. It's baked into what he's saying. I have no problem with it, though. When you think about Pat Mahomes and the level that he's at, he has no contemporaries. There's nobody in the NFL that's on his level. Nobody.
Nobody.
Who is it?
Nobody.
Nobody's close. So he's it's like LeBron James said a decade ago, I'm chasing ghosts. Mm-hmm. He's chasing after Joe Montana. He's chasing after Tom Brady. Those are the guys he's chasing after. So I can understand why he's focused on his legacy, because that's the thing that motivates him. That's what keeps him sharp. That's what keeps him going. There are different things that motivate different players. Some guys are motivated solely by money. Some guys are motivated by what the game gives to you. Other guys are motivated by their legacy. There's nothing wrong with a player as young as Pat Mahomes knowing exactly what he wants and having a blueprint on how to get there. And the blueprint is what Tom Brady showed us in New England.
I'll tell you what it is. It is refreshing, considering what we heard from Ben Roethlisberger this week when he tells Kenny Pickett, yeah, by the way, I was not rooting for you to succeed. I was rooting for you to fail. That to me tells you the differences between Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Just in terms like Ben won twice, it tells me a lot. And while you might be feeling that, you don't say that.
It's an interesting relationship with Steeler great quarterbacks in their fan base and the franchise.
This one did it to himself.
Yeah, but it's just very, very strange.
This one did it to himself in every way.
Well, yeah, but the antithesis of Ben Roethlisberger is Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, so, yeah. Here's the thing. I was a little bit surprised to hear that statement from Mahomes. I was not at all surprised to hear that statement from Ben Roethlisberger.
And that's the difference.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Canty has yet another list for you in moments. Hot seat! Hot seat! What coaches are on the hot seat going in to 2023? He has got the top five in just moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
And Carlin, the podcast.
Well, if Proud Mary was number one, this is probably number two for me.
Mm-hmm.
Passing of
the
Keenan,
song of the movie.
The song certainly. The movie is amazing.
The movie is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne were unreal.
Yeah, when I think about what Ike Turner and Tina Turner look like, I think about Lawrence Fishburne and Angela Bassett.
Exactly.
I don't actually think about the real
totally
people.
Agree.
That's how good the movie was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
good. Eat the cake, anime. Sorry, it's just a classic line. The classic line.
Man. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the passing of Tina Turner today at age 83. We've heard some of her music throughout the day. Canty has provided us with an NFL list earlier of the top five questions going into the week of OTAs that we are in the midst of.
Before we get to that list, though, I got to ask your advice because I'm working on something now. So we know that Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford agreed to fight championship bout in Vegas on July 29th.
Okay.
Now, my wife and I are supposed to be going out to Napa the first week of August to celebrate our one-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to do, because I've never been to a fight weekend in Vegas. What I would like to do is on the front end of our trip, convince her to stop off in Vegas for the weekend beforehand, hang out, go to some nice restaurants, and go to the fight, and then take off Sunday sometime whenever we wake up and go to Napa and start our anniversary trip. How do I sell her that stopping off in Vegas for the fight is a win for both of us? Because she knows it's a win for me. I'm a boxing fan. But she's not really into boxing. She does like big events.
Does she like Vegas?
No, she hates Vegas.
Okay.
She
That's
hates
a problem.
Vegas. Hates Vegas.
That's a problem.
We went out to Vegas a couple of years ago for a surprise 40th birthday party, one of my former teammates. Good company, terrible trip. She just did not like, she's not a Vegas fan.
Okay.
She's not. So I'm trying to convince her because this is a mega fight. It's going to be a good weekend in Vegas. Get some reservations in advance for the best restaurants and go to the fight. Again, it's not going to be long. This is a fly-in late Thursday night, leave out early Sunday.
Friday, the fight is Saturday?
The fight is Saturday.
What about flying out Friday as opposed to Thursday?
Friday morning?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That's one. Number two is I would turn it into, we're not experiencing Vegas here. Okay, I'm not here for Vegas.
I'm here for the fight. Yes.
So let's have. I don't know what you're doing in Napa. Are you doing any type of a spa situation?
There's going to be a spa situation in Napa.
Okay. So I would say to throw that together with one of those places that's kind of out in the desert, you know, 10, 15 miles out of town.
We're already doing that.
Exactly.
Now our producer Shannon Penn floated the idea of a helicopter ride out to Hoover Dam.
I love Hoover Dam.
But to that end, I told Shannon Penn to stay out of my pockets because when you start throwing in choppers, that's a lot of money.
All right, well, here's what I would say. You don't have to do the chopper to go enjoy that.
Yeah.
What I would do, and I have done this, when you rent a car, spend the extra bucks, rent a convertible. Drive out to Hoover Dam. That will be cool.
I'm willing to do it. But that's against a policy that I have. Like, when I travel, I don't like to rent a car because I don't like driving where I don't know where I'm going.
It's not hard to get there. Okay. It's a pretty much of a straight shot.
Okay. I think you overestimate my ability to follow directions.
Well, then how about going in between? You get yourself a nice SUV. Where you can limo type SUV, where you can sit back and enjoy that.
Okay, yeah.
Here's my point,
guys. All right, fine. I'll come out to Vegas with you, and I'll drive you around. Jeez.
Here's what you do. Here's how you sell it. You're limiting the Vegas part of it.
Yes.
And you are turning it more into the let's just enjoy the scenery part of it.
So let's see Hoover Dam, which is something that she wants to do.
Okay. Here's the one problem. In addition to that. 110 degrees at the end of July.
That is a problem.
That's...
You know the other problem?
Yeah.
And I'm not even factoring this in. Going to a fight is kind of like, is it a dressy type of thing? I would imagine with a fight of this magnitude, you have to...
Depends where you're sitting. And you know, if you're sitting ringside, I'm sure you're throwing on a suit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know.
That could be... That
but she
be,
likes, a, that she likes be, events,
it, it
right?
It would be expensive for me to get her something to wear to the event. See, that's the thing that I'm thinking. I already got a suit for me.
Well, here's where
I already got something I
yeah,
can
but
wear.
Here, here's what you're... Here's where you're trying to fight a battle on two fronts here, and that's a mistake.
Okay.
You're trying to fight a battle on the... How do I satisfy my desire to go to the fight and then do it in the cheapest way possible?
Here's Canty with the...
It's not going to be cheap.
No.
This is not going to be a cheap...
No.
Nothing about this is going to be cheap.
No.
This
so if you want to do expensive. This, it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost me.
So you put yourself into a cost analysis situation.
Well, I want to do it. It's a bucket list type of thing, right? This is a bucket. I've never been to a fight weekend in Vegas, let alone a fight of this magnitude.
So you really you really ran into some bad luck that it happened to be the same weekend.
No, I think that's the beauty of it. That's great luck. That's great fortune. Let me tell you what was never going to happen. Me going out to Vegas with my boys on a fight weekend.
Okay.
That was never going to happen.
Then I
could go with her on the way to our anniversary.
All right, well then let's talk about that for a sec.
All right,
then take all of the other crap out of it. Don't try to make this I'm appeasing you. Honey, I've never gone to this and I would really like to do it. And I'd love to experience it if you're there with me. That'd be great.
And I want to do it with you.
Yes, but
I want to do it with you.
But don't oversell that.
That's not an oversell.
Hey, okay. But, well, I mean, like, as you get later in life, they tend to read signs like that as, I want to do it with you, as, oh, okay, you're just saying that to get it done. No. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah.
Well, I ain't where you at, big fella. It's still new for us.
Yeah, I know. I know. But this is what I'm saying. Ask. Just ask. I think in this case, you're good just asking. Hey, I'd love to do this on our way there. What do you think? And I would try to. I wouldn't.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to go over well. I got to dress it up. I got to put a bow on it or something. You can't just lay it out there on a platter and think that that's going to go over well. Hey, baby, I would
can
like
we
to
go
do
out
this.
Friday.
What do you think?
We can go out. No. You put it with Flick. We could go to a couple nights dinners. We don't have to stay. I would absolutely say we could stay at a resort outside the city.
You know what? You're right, though. I think the best suggestion that you had is flying out Friday because the fight is not until Saturday night. So I could get there Friday afternoon, evening, and it's still okay. We have a nice dinner. We shut it down. Wake up.
Enjoy some pool time the next day, maybe.
Maybe some pool time.
Yeah.
There's some nice shops in Vegas. She likes to shop. She went shopping the last time we were in Vegas. So maybe do that during the day and get ready for the fight and go to the fight.
So the Napa thing, is that a group trip or just the two of you?
No, it's going to be her bestie and her bestie's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get along with the husband?
He's cool.
Okay.
He's cool. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
And it's all, is it wine tasting every day?
He's laid back. It's wine tasting. It's enjoying everything that California has to offer.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, it's going to be a laid back trip. It's going to be a cool trip.
You know what I've never understood? Why isn't there like, you know, a beer region of some state where there's a beer tasting tour?
Well, there's
know?
Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah, that's in Germany, though. But, you know, I'd like to go with a couple of my friends. And
I'm flying the same damn distance. It ain't like California is next door.
All I'm saying
is 3,000 miles away.
For a guy like me, you know, I wouldn't mind going up to a beer tasting. Ooh, I smell it. Yes, I smell the fruit in the beer. Yes.
Very hoppy. It's very hoppy. Very
you can't
hoppy.
Fruit the beer.
Yeah, the beer is very hoppy.
You can't fruit the beer, though. I'm anti-fruiting the beer. Yeah, and putting an orange slice in the Blue Moon. No, don't do that.
Oh, what? Come on
don't
now.
Fruit my beer.
Don't hate on that.
No.
What about a lime and a Corona?
No, I'm not in the minority. You guys are in the minority.
No,
you
I'm not.
Don't fruit the beer.
Lime and a Corona, no.
Lime and a Corona, orange and a Blue Moon. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Maybe the lime. Listen.
I just took away my two go-tos.
I can get with the lime and the Corona. I can be on board with that. The orange slice in the Blue Moon, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I mean, I can do without. I don't understand what the big. Shannon, I don't get
you're
why.
Not, you're not. That's, I mean, you're drinking a beer. It takes away from the beer to me. It does. Oh, it takes away from it.
It enhances the flavor.
No, it doesn't.
It absolutely does.
No, it doesn't.
It adds a little sweetness with the bitterness of the beer.
No, it see, here's my deal.
Whatever you got to tell yourself to feel good about it, Shannon, but it doesn't.
That's about as fancy a beer as I would drink would be a Blue Moon. That tells you what I would drink. I don't go like Sam Adams or anything that's over the top in terms drinking, of hoppy or
what
anything.
What you drinking, Milwaukee's Best?
Listen.
You drinking a Beast? You drinking Natty Light?
Let me tell you something. You don't get this body by accident.
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
A lot of hard
what
work.
The hell are you
drinking? Do not disparage the good name of PBR in my presence. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet?
Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Ah, Canty, you know what it's time for.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. Please let me do the honors, because it's been a while. It's time to make people some money.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money. The smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
Hot ticket tonight down in Florida, brought to you by Vivid Seats. It's the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Get great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live. The Panthers are trying to wrap it up tonight, up 3-0 on Carolina. That's right. It's a hockey play. And we are all over the Cats. Panthers tonight to win. Matthew Tkachuk to score. We are giving you the most basic of parlays possible, but we are giving it to you because it's a winner. That is at plus 310. Two-leg, same-game parlay. Tkachuk to score. Panthers to win.
That's a little lunch money, and we're riding the wave.
Exactly.
South Florida sports got a good thing going on.
Exactly.
We're jumping aboard on that train.
Can't wait for the parade down Biscayne Boulevard. It's going to be something special.
They might not know what they're celebrating, but they'll have a good time.
Sometimes it's the worst. Worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is... Three and out.
All right, you mentioned the Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence fight. That is going to happen in Vegas July 29th.
Yeah, so we're going to try to figure out a game plan where I can get my wife on board. Want to rope that into our anniversary trip that we've already got scheduled for the first week of August in Napa. So I just got to figure out how to sell us going out a couple of days early so we can be in Vegas for the Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford fight. This is a mega fight. Like, we've been waiting for some time for this fight to happen, and both fighters have had a lot of things going on with their careers and in their personal lives, so there was questions about whether or not they'd actually get together and do it. You got rival promoters involved, but it's finally going to happen. This is the fight that a lot of people have been waiting on over the last 5 years.
Well, this is how you sell it. This is a big event. A lot of people are going to be there. She likes events.
Yes, she loves events.
This should not be a hard sell, in my estimation.
It's going to be a hard sell.
The Commander's trademark application.
Speaking of a hard sell.
The Commander's trademark application was denied. So they don't have the trademark on the name Commanders or on the logo or any of it, because the other guy, the guy who has been trying to block them by taking all these other names, apparently has gotten involved and has been able to stop the trademark application from going through. So now they may have no other choice but to change the name of the team again.
Yeah, Mike McCauley, who bought up all of those names and had all of those patents and trademarks, this is another instance where he's getting in the way of things, and I don't know what the guy wants.
Money!
I ain't paying him no money. I'm not giving him money. I'm sure Josh Harris doesn't want to give him money. You don't become a billionaire by giving away money!
So, just go back to football club?
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Football team, football club. Listen, our very own Liam Chapman, who loves soccer, came up with a great idea. Washington FC.
Yeah.
Or FC Washington. I could get on board with that. That would be actually pretty cool to go that direction of it. People responded well to the football team, so why not go that route as opposed to trying to find a true mascot?
Listen, I think that's a perfect way to go, and I think it's just such a poetic way for Daniel Snyder to go out. One last way to deny him. Oh, that's a shame. I hate to see it. Adios, Daniel.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin Podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.